What is reablement care? Reablement in health and social care is a person-centric approach that allows individuals to learn or relearn the skills required to engage in daily activities after being in hospital or going through an illness. Reablement enables people to become as independent as possible in activities around their own home that make up their daily lives, rather than having someone do things for them and to them. What is reablement care? Reablement care is short-term or intermediate care that supports people with how to do things after spending time in a hospital or having an illness. The main goal of reablement is to help people regain their confidence and ability to live as independently as possible through intensive support. Reablement consists of daily checkups from trained staff focused on guiding and encouraging individuals to do things independently. This helps boost confidence and improve any skills that may have been lost. Most people receive intermediate care for around 2 weeks, but it is also offered for up to 6 weeks. Reablement workers provide ongoing support in the person's own home, and consistency is essential to establish and maintain a strong relationship based on trust, and for progress to be easily monitored. What services are offered with reablement? A reablement team comprises a mix of people trained and specialized in performing activities tailored to a person's needs. The team might include the following: physiotherapist, nurse, speech and language therapist, social workers, carer, doctor, support workers. The team will start with an assessment and work out a support plan alongside the person in need to provide intermediate care services. Some of the services within the reablement plan include regaining mobility, housework, personal care, preparing meals, shopping, physical therapy, rehabilitation, medication administration, social activities. The role and principles of reablement. One of the most critical principles of reablement is that it is strengths-based, ongoing care with a person-centered approach and helps promote well-being while maximizing independence. The role of reablement is to ensure a positive change in people who recently left the hospital or were ill and regain their confidence, ability, and skills to live independently. Wellness and reablement are based on the notion that even after a hospital stay, having physical disabilities or a chronic illness, most people want to improve their well-being. That's why some of the main principles of reablement include focusing on strengths and what the person can do, support people in reaching their potential, identify the person's goals, promote independence, encouraging the person to take part in creating their care plan. Overall, a reablement service is proven to promote faster recovery times, prevent unnecessary hospital admissions, and maximize the ability for independent living. How long does reablement last? Reablement services are support-based, short-term assessments that usually last from 2 to 6 weeks. Typically, the reablement team will go into a person's home for about 6 weeks, and if the reablement support workers believe less time is needed to reach specific goals, then the process will be shorter. Reablement care versus traditional rehabilitation. Reablement is a health and social care support service that supports people doing things for themselves. This is a doing with approach, different to traditional home care, which could look like a doing for model. Personal care at home, irrespective of the medical diagnosis, aims to assist people to continue living their lives as they wish. Reablement seeks to enable individuals to do ordinary activities like dressing, cooking, moving around the home, and going out. These approaches are based on re-establishing daily life skills rather than focusing on traditional goals of maintenance and support. Reablement care is goal-oriented and aims to build the individual's goals and strengths with the objective of fostering greater independence. Who is reablement for? With the traditional care approach in the past, when one is discharged from the hospital and needs extra support, the chances are that person would be referred to a care home. Carers often undertake tasks for that particular individual, without the opportunity to encourage independence. Now, the focus is more on promoting independence and helping people regain the abilities they had before their hospital stay. Some of the people that might benefit from reablement care include older adults over the age of 65 after staying in a hospital, people that might have experienced an illness, sustained injury, or have deterioration in health. If a person receives home care, reablement should be considered as part of the reassessment process. Benefits of reablement care at home. Reablement care is a beneficial approach as it sets clear goals for recovery and sets a specific aim to work towards. The goal can be broken down into smaller goals that can be achieved daily or weekly, meaning that people can see tangible results from very early in the process. Other benefits include a customized plan to client strengths, focusing on specific outcomes, promoting well-being, promoting independence, reducing the need for future care, preventing loneliness and social isolation, enabling prolonged ability to live independently at home. How LEAF Complex Care supports people with reablement services. The Reablement Care Support Service at LEAF Complex Care is a program that aims to increase people's independence. This is important because it helps in providing significant benefits to physical and mental well-being and quality of life. Our support workers create a person-centered approach that maximizes well-being and independence. At LEAF Complex Care, we aim to enable people to gain or regain their ability, skills and confidence with the help of our dedicated and specially trained health and social care support workers to ensure the best possible outcome. If you want to learn more about our services, check our website or call us. Reablement Support Workers Careers. If you are a support worker and want a career where you can help people, make an impact and work with an amazing team, then don't hesitate to apply for a job on our website. Read more about other topics. Home care services after hospital care. If you or your loved one has been in a hospital due to an illness or injury, after hospital care can provide support to help you recuperate and live independently. Read more, home care services, dementia care at home. Dementia is a syndrome that gradually diminishes cognitive function. It affects memory, social ability and thought. There are 200 subtypes of dementia. The most common types are Alzheimer's disease and. Read more, home care services, what is challenging behavior? Challenging behavior, or behaviors that challenge, is an umbrella term for a wide range of actions that may harm the person and those around them. Behaviors that challenge are common in. Read more,